Hello.
Hello, my name is Jalen, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, kind of, sort of. I talked to some lady named Victoria yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to reset my account. Can I give you the number that she gave me to reference to?
Okay, give me one moment. That's the order number?
I don't know if it's an order number or not. She gave me a number.
Okay, you can give it to me.
Okay, it's C as in cat, 2630-80249.
Okay. Give me it to me one more time.
C as in cat, 2630-80249.
Okay, give me one moment. And may I have your first and last name?
Doris Ventress.
Could it be in Michael Ventress' name?
Well, there's Michael, and there's also one for Doris. Because there was charges on two of our accounts that she was supposed to refund, and she refunded most of them, but there's one of them that is still out there for $67.32, and that's in my name. And I know she found it because she refunded one of the charges on that account.
Okay. Give me one second to pull up your account.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, what was your question?
Okay, the question is, I'm wanting to find out why they haven't refunded my account.
Okay.
The money that was taken out.
It says you have been fully refunded.
No, I haven't, because I'm still not showing the $67.32. Account for me.
Maybe that's an issue with the bank.
No,
hold on.
I've already
you said there's an account with you and Michael?
One is for Michael, yes.
Uh-huh.
Because
okay.
We had ordered two drones.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered one under my name, one under his name, on two different accounts.
All right.
And then they enrolled me in some kind of crap that I didn't realize I was being enrolled in, and she was taking me off of it because it charged me $67.32.
Okay.
And it charged me $39.99. They refunded the $39.99,
mm-hmm.
but didn't refund the $67.32.
Could you spell your first name for me?
D-O-R-I-S.
Doris. Okay. I'm not trying to count for you. Can I have your phone number?
Do what?
Could I have your phone number?
My phone?
Yes, ma'am, your phone number.
Yeah, the one you just called me on, 405-613-2928.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, do you happen to have the first six and last four of your card number?
The first six and last four?
Yes, ma'am.
5219-9701. or 970, I guess. 521997. And then the last four is 2917.
Okay. I'm not showing an account with your name on it. I have an account for Michael, though.
Okay. Is there any way to speak to Victoria? Because she found them both yesterday, and she's already refunded money on that account.
No, ma'am, there's not.
Yes, sir, there is. I show it right here.
Ma'am, you can't, ma'am, you cannot speak to no other agent, ma'am. I'm the agent here to assist you.
That's fine. Then I need to get this taken care of, because, or I will open this dispute back with the bank.
Ma'am, let me transfer to my supervisor. Give me one
moment. That'd be a good idea.
Okay. Give me one moment, Miss Deborah.
Okay.
Mammy Doris.
Angry.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I do see where you were refunded the $67.32, as well as the $39.99, and as well as the $8.25 on your account. You were fully refunded.
No, it's not showing on my account, sir. And that I even called the bank first, and they told me the same thing, that you guys refunded the $39.99, but not the $67.32.
Okay, ma'am, how many days has it been?
It was yesterday. Why would one come in?
Yes, ma'am, you have to allow your refunds 3 to 5 business days to get processed back into your account.
Okay, so why did the first one come up, and it's coming from the same place? That makes no sense.
It depends on your bank.
But what I'm saying, it's the same account for both of them. She done them all at the same time. Everything came back but that $167.32.
Okay, ma'am. Again, it takes 3 to 5 business days for your money to be back in your account.